Morning show at East Coast FM. Tina Koumarianis is with us. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. And before you kick off, can I just say, unlike May Quaid was saying earlier, Rathdrum is having a St. Patrick's Day festival with your own East Coast Claire Hogan and myself as the judges on the day. So that kicks off from 12 till 1 on Thursday in Rathdrum.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, so Rathdrum not going to let us down.
No.
This year.
No.
Very good. And will you be all decked out in your green, or what's the story?
God, there'll be jewels. There'll be everything, Declan. You won't. I'll be the only thing visible from the moon. Human thing visible from the moon.
The planes will be circulating around you on the way to land. Okay. Well, Tina's back with Ask Tina, and it is Rathdrum Aganiant, Tina Koumarianis. Advice for, let's see, we go through some of the questions that came into you this week at asktinak@gmail.com. And our first topic is one of the seven deadly sins, Tina, envy. Here we go. A friend of mine has recently started dating a new boyfriend, and although I'm in a very happy relationship myself, for the last 5 years, I can't help feeling jealous. Is this normal? Ah, the excitement has been seen, and maybe it's a bit more humdrum in the current relationship, and I want a bit of that exciting first flushes. Is that the case there, Tina?
You're dead on the mark there, Declan. Yes, your jealousy stems from the interaction between these two people who are in the first flush of hot romance. Everything is new and interesting for them. They're physically and mentally attracted to each other. And, you know, they're getting to know each other, their respective families and friends. So they're busy and they look like they're having terrific fun. Whereas you, on the other hand, and it happens to nearly everyone, although you're very, very happy in your relationship, you have reached the next stage where those so endearing little things that seemed so quirky at the beginning now appear very tiresome and irritating, and everything seems the same every single day. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, remember the far off hills will always appear greener. But I sadly, I might be wrong on this one, but sadly, I think in time you might both be comparing notes. So it's just early days yet, but, you know, these things do tend to sort of peter off slightly as time goes by.
And maybe it isn't, you know, jealousy for the friend having this. It might be just looking to the person's own relationship and finding a few gaps.
I think that is very, very much it. I didn't get the impression she was, you know, necessarily jealous of her friend and feeling ratty towards her friend. I think she was just a bit wistful that her friend was having, you know, a better time, a more interesting time than she was. But that's the same with every single new romance. And then things tend to sort of die down once the initial excitement abates.
Yeah, how long does the infatuation generally last in these? I've heard things like 30 months or something like that, and then there's a change.
Well, do you know what? It never abated with my mother and father. They were crazy about each other until the day he died. And my mother used to say, if Clint Eastwood asked me out, I'd have to say no, because your father was the only man for me. So some people, it goes on forever and ever. Others, I mean, I've known people who have married and have separated within 7 months. So it's difficult to know. It depends on the people. It depends how interesting the people are that they can keep. I have a friend, two friends who are married, but sadly they couldn't have children. My God, they knock up a good time. And they are so interested in each other and they do so much together. They never have a dull moment. Her name's Jane Matthews, in case you're listening, Jane. Jane Matthews. I used to work with her. She has a fantastic life with her husband, Pete.
Very good. Okay. Another question to asktinak@gmail.com. This is a tricky one. I feel my neighbour treats her children badly, whatever that means. I'm wondering, should I report it to the authorities? If so, to whom?
Good Lord, you are moving at a pace and seem short and a little bit aggressive in your attitude without explaining any details. What do you mean by badly? What are you basing these assumptions on? To report suspected abuse, you would have to have a good reason, you know, something like neglect or sexual abuse, for example. Yeah, how old are these children, and are there two parents involved in their upbringing? I wonder, you know, would if they're at school, would the teachers not have noticed something? I'm also wondering if, I'm looking at this from every angle because it's a very serious thing, but I'm wondering if you have any children of your own, and if not, are you looking at child rearing through rose-tinted glasses? Children are interesting little creatures that can be both very, very nice and very, very nasty in very quick succession, and they do need guidance, rules and regulations if you're to keep them in check and out of harm's way. You know, if on the other hand you really do have serious concerns and you do suspect that the child or children you know are being abused, you must report your suspicions to the Garda or your local HSE office immediately. They'll investigate any allegations of abuse very thoroughly and very sensitively. I, you know, Declan, the truth is, very sadly, child abuse happens in every type of family across every social background. So if you really do have genuine concerns, please don't hesitate to seek help from them for them immediately.
Yeah, it's trying to discern.
Yeah, what it is trying to discern. I mean, I'd just love to know if they're at school, if teachers have picked up anything on this, you know. Usually, I don't know. It's a very, very difficult one. She doesn't tell me enough about what this abuse is, whether she hears the mother shrieking at them in the garden to come in for their tea, or whether it's something, you know, if she sees them a bit bruised and battered, you know.
Yeah. Time for one more. AskTinaK@gmail.com. Hi, Tina. I'm a working mother with three children who are all in their 20s. Two of them work, but none of them will help me around the house or help towards the bills, even a little. They say they don't earn enough. How can I make them see that leaving it all to me to do is just not fair?
Well, for a start, they're not children, they're adults, they're in their 20s. And like living in rented accommodation with housemates, now that they're all adults, this is a joint effort and everyone must pull their weight, both with the housework and the bills. I would, if I were you, draw up a daily or weekly rota. You know, that should concentrate their minds on who's to do what. And you have to be fair and make sure it's equal. With the cost of everything literally going through the roof at the moment, if helping out financially and in the house is unacceptable to them, maybe they need a wake-up call to move on and move out and experience life in the real world, where they'd have to rent somewhere pretty nasty if they can't afford anywhere, and learn to pay their own bills and do their own housework. I mean, you could rent out their rooms for, you know, you're allowed to rent out rooms for up to, I think it's $1,400 a month or something. So you could cash in on that. But, you know, first of all, give them the opportunity and tell them, listen, this isn't on. I'm on my own. I'm having to, and I'm looking after four people in this house and you are not helping. Not even with housework, which costs nothing.
Yeah, I wonder, when you say, you know, you must pull your weight and I'm going to draw up a daily or weekly rota here, I mean, they might be just saying, feck off. You know what I mean?
In which case, mummy has to say, feck off, I'm going to get €1,400 a month for your rooms and I will go on a lovely holiday every year and I won't have the worry of you lot coming in dirtying the place. I think she's going to have to be a bit brutal because they are adults. And I mean, geez, this could go on for another 30, 40 years. If she does everything and pays for everything, you'll never get rid of them. No, they have to be fair. You know, if she's on her own, she's doing her best. They have to help.
Yeah, but totally agree. Okay. Absolutely. All right. So that's great, Tina. Best of luck with your parade, and you're getting able assistance from East Coast here as well.
Oh, absolutely.
With Claire joining you. In the meantime, if people want to contact, I mentioned it's asktinak@gmail.com, but you've got a YouTube channel as well for people to tune into.
Yes, it's Ask Tina K. That's it. Ask Tina K.
Ask Tina K.
Yeah, but any questions, as you say, asktinak@gmail.com. And I also post the same on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Tina Coop Marianas, there, looking after things in Rathdrum on St. Patrick's Day. Nice to talk to you. Talk to you next week, Tina. Thank you very much.
All the best, Declan. Bye-bye.